Representatives of the Petersburg Municipal Employees Association and the city returned to the negotiating table in mid-July, this time with a mediator flown in from Washington, D.C. PMEA chapter chair Joe Bertagnoli estimates the two sides talked for about 14 hours, but he says the employees did not like the city's offers.
They came off their stance, you know, finally, as after months, and not wanting to cut our salaries anymore, which was a positive step. Or cut our leave anymore, which was another positive step. But their offer of leaving the contract status quo and having 0% raises for 3 years was unacceptable.
Talks with the Petersburg Municipal Employees Association began back in February. The union represents most city employees outside of supervisors and employees in the electrical department. Electrical employees are represented by a different union, and the 10 workers in that department received a new 3-year contract back in January with a 2% wage increase in each year of that agreement. PMEA employees work as police officers in the library, public works and parks and recreation departments, as well as maintenance, administration, trash collection, and on the city's water and sewer systems, to name a few. Initially, the city asked employees to take a cut in wages for their new contract. The two sides could not reach agreement in March and eventually agreed to bring in the outside mediator. Bertagnoli says the PMEA made concessions during this month's talks.
We accepted the fact that maybe, although we don't agree with it, that the city is going down the drain financially. It's a position we feel we have reserves and we aren't in as dire straits as they're portraying it. We may have a downturn, but we says if that's the case, we will go with a 0% raise for this first year and give you a chance to get, you know, the city's finances in order and budget for raises in the second and third year starting next April.
Bertagnoli says the city did not accept that offer. Meanwhile, city manager Scott Hahn says the city offered a 1-year contract with no increase, with the expectation of reopening negotiations in a year's time. Like the employees, Hahn says he thinks the city made concessions this month.
I think the city moved significantly, and I don't know if the union did or not, but there was a little bit of movements here and there, but the union stayed pretty steady with their demands, and we explored a few ideas, and we didn't actually come to agreement on anything at this point, and we're likely to come back and try it one more time.
Since the start of negotiations, Hahn has argued that the city budget cannot absorb contract increases and says the economic information he's seen over the past few months has not changed his mind.
You know, the city is having a decrease in our main revenues, and that's been going on for a couple of years now. We're seeing a decrease in our reserves. You're seeing a national economy and local economy that's certainly in disarray and doesn't pretend to be getting better anytime soon. It would be foolish and somewhat disastrous if we extended our expenses more than we have in the past, when we have a specter of getting less in.
However, employees are not buying that argument, and the PMEA's Bertagnoli points to project spending by the city this year, including the recent paving of a parking lot in front of the municipal building.
We feel that if the city feels their finances are down, then they shouldn't be going out and spending money on, paving parking lots and fixing private roads as such. Or, you know, we picked up this recycling program, which is, community-wide real friendly, but it doesn't make any money. We're spending money on it. So just basically, we feel those are some of the luxuries that you you take on when you can afford them, not if you're saying you don't have any cash in the drawer. So that's the stance we take, and it would have been nice if we could have held off on that parking lot and other things. But
for his part, manager Hahn says the city has made smart decisions and defends the recent parking lot paving as an efficient use of a contractor working in town on another project.
Some of these expenditures and projects come out of restricted revenues that are only meant for that type of work, street paving, et cetera, or buying equipment out of equipment funds that are specifically restricted to those types of expenditures, and they're not to be used for other types of expenses. So there's numerous reasons that it's somewhat of a misleading to point to some of these things and very shallowly dismiss them as not being good projects to do. And these projects also employ our employees. They provide wages and work for them to go forward on.
Hahn says city officials have already cut projects and other expenses out of the city's budget, and they are trying to hold steady and not allow increases in the fixed cost of the employee contract. The PMEA's Burdick Noli hopes the city will come back with a different offer than that.
We asked them to come back with a substantive offer or counterproposal within a short period of time here. So, and substantive meaning not coming back with 000 again, if or come back with what is called a last best offer, which we'd have to vote on then.
The two sides may go through another round of mediated talks within the next few weeks. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.